From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The Obama administration is looking into a warning that the Taliban are planning to attack foreign nationals who are in Pakistan to help with relief efforts from the massive flooding there. The BBC's Jill McGivering in Islamabad says the UN is also taking that warning seriously.
United Nations agencies working in Pakistan say they're reviewing their security procedures in the light of this latest threat, which they describe as very serious. If they do decide to adopt more stringent security measures, they warn that it will have a direct impact on their ability to deliver aid to millions of people now in dire need. The distribution of food and water and shelter will be slower and also more expensive. The group associated with the threat is Tehrik-e-Taliban, the most radical and violent militant group in Pakistan. It's based in the tribal region close to the border with Afghanistan and is closely allied to Al-Qaeda.
The BBC's Jill McGivering in Islamabad. Evacuations have been ordered in three more cities in southern Pakistan after a flood-swollen river overran protective levees. More than 8 million people in Pakistan are in need of emergency assistance. A retired U.S. ambassador is being sent to Sudan to lead a negotiating team trying to resolve disputes looming there before an upcoming referendum. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports on the renewed U.S. focus on a country that may be about to split.
Southern Sudan is set to vote in an independence referendum in January, and the State Department is beefing up its presence in anticipation. Spokesman Mark Toner said that a former ambassador to South Africa, Princeton Lyman, will head a U.S. negotiating team to shuttle between the North and South.
Ambassador Lyman and his team will augment and complement the efforts of the U.S. Embassy in Khartoum and the U.S. Consulate General in Juba as our diplomatic mission to Sudan assists in the final elements of implementing Sudan's North-South Comprehensive Peace Agreement.
Though the Obama administration has a special envoy to Sudan, Scott Gratian, officials said they wanted another senior person on the ground to deal with the day-to-day issues, including disputes over borders and oil sharing. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
5 years after Hurricane Katrina slammed into the Gulf Coast, damaged and abandoned homes are still being demolished in New Orleans. Michael Taylor is executive director of the Louisiana Land Trust, the agency in charge of clearing away abandoned homes.
I'd like to be 6 months ahead of where I am today. We can't get things done fast enough.
As the demolition crew work, Jimmy Cooper, who lives next door, says he's glad the abandoned house is finally coming down.
It's a big step forward to improving the neighborhood.
The Land Trust has demolished some 6,000 homes, but there are thousands more to go. Wall Street is bracing for the latest readout on initial claims for unemployment benefits due out this morning. Economists say the lingering high unemployment rate is not likely to abate anytime soon. This is NPR News. Insurance regulators in California are allowing two health insurance firms there to jack up rates paid by individual policyholders. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports double-digit rate hikes are being okayed for two of the state's biggest health insurance firms.
Anthem Blue Cross will be allowed to raise rates more than 13%. The California Department of Insurance will also allow Blue Shield of California to hike rates by 18.5%. Anthem is the largest for-profit health insurer operating in California. Its parent company is Indianapolis-based WellPoint. Anthem created headlines and public outrage last March when it sought to raise rates by 39%. California insurance regulators rejected that request after finding accounting errors in the company's justification for the hike. President Barack Obama cited Anthem's proposed rate increases as he pushed for the final passage of the health care overhaul bill last March. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.
Hurricane Danielle is gaining strength over the open waters of the Atlantic. The storm now has sustained winds of 105 miles an hour. Dave Roberts with the National Hurricane Center says the storm could pose a threat to the island of Bermuda.
Any little slight changes, deviations in what the numerical prediction models are suggesting, we could move a little bit closer to Bermuda. So obviously interests on the island of Bermuda should continue to monitor this system.
Robert says for now, Danielle is still more than 800 miles from the island. Another storm in the Atlantic, Tropical Storm Earl, is also getting stronger, and forecasters say it could reach hurricane strength by tomorrow or by Saturday. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR.